studio in NYC comes a program to trigger people who are programmed. It's to leave stocks safe, face out.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
John!
I can't hear you.
John!
All right, defendant, state your claim.
Will you, honor, my nigga? The thing is...
All right, I heard enough. Sick of this.
White people to move to the back and make room for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
The NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs...
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Come on in. Come on in. Hopefully all is well with you and yours on this 15th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the Safe Space, a safe space for commentary, not from commentary. Your one-stop shop for whatever it is that we do here. And I'm Talib Starks, the proprietor of this little shop of horrors. Proprietor of this little shop of horrors. What up, booth crew? Do you guys remember that movie, Little Shop of Horrors?
Feed Hell me. Yeah, Seymour.
That's right. Feed me, Seymour. Okay.
How you doing, Dieter?
I'm good, man. Nice. I thought I threw a curveball at you dudes with the throwback.
No, we're cultured here in the booth. We got culture.
My man.
Shit.
Feed me, Seymour. Now, that movie, along with Grease...
Yeah.
Was one of the few musicals that I actually liked as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't into musicals as a kid. I needed action.
Who is? I hear you, though.
Yeah. But anyway, Eat Me, Seymour. That was 1986 when that movie came out. 86er.
Wow. You're my birth.
Really? Yeah, me too.
Oh, wait, actually 87. So I wasn't even born yet.
The year 1986. You know what else I like that came out in 86? And coincidentally, on this date, License to Ill.
Ugh.
No, I'm not talking about the James Bond movie. That was License to Kill. I'm talking about License to Ill. I'm sure that's what you're... No, not the James Bond movie.
Yeah, the Beastie Boys, right?
Yeah, their debut album, baby boy.
That album where one guy says like four or five words and then they all say the last word together.
Yes.
And then another guy says four or five words and then they all say the last word together.
Yes. It was that kind of vibe. Fun.
Right. Intergalactic, bro.
Thank you, Jay. you're trying to explain this to a mere mortal.
I know. He's not getting
this
it.
This is intergalactic.
It's beyond
but
him.
Here's a fun fact about that album. The Beastie Boys originally wanted to name the album Don't Be a Faggot.
And buy this album.
Yeah, if you don't buy this album, you're a faggot. But seriously, the album was supposed to be called Don't Be a Faggot, but the record company acted like a bundle of sticks tied together for fuel and said, no, that's homophobic.
Gay!
Exactly. I mean, gay people may have found the title funny. I'm just saying. They have a sense of humor too. Right, Garrett?
Ha ha.
See? And it's not like the album was gay bashing music. It was three guys, would you say, Garrett? Three guys rhyming.
Yeah, one guy says like about four or five words, and then they all say the final word together.
Yeah, man.
Any gay bashing? Any gay bashing that you recall?
Nah, not that I can recall.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. See, the people who don't have a sense of humor are always the ones who get offended on other people's behalf. And I'm sure the gays weren't like, hey, you better not name it that. Not to say that all gays talk that way, Garrett. But my point being is that they're the ones who get offended on other people's behalf. And some of them even watch this show to be offended on other people's behalf. So, let me see. How can I do this? I have this disclaimer for those people who get offended on other people's behalf. Whenever you hear me say nigger or fag, just know that I'm not being self-hating or homophobic. Both terms, nigger and fag, are actually acronyms. Nigger is Negro individual generating grief everywhere routinely. You got it? Negro individual generating grief everywhere routinely. And fag is simply a female acting guy. Yeah. Hey, Muttley gets it. All right, where was I? Jay, show the full album cover. Thank you. Now, one half shows the plane's tail, and the other half shows the plane crashed into the side of a mountain, I guess. And without a doubt, my favorite song on the album is still Paul Revere. Paul Revere. Here's a little story I've got to tell about three bad brothers you know so
now,
well.
Here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers.
One person
you know
rhyming.
So well. It started way back in history.
And me, Mike D.
Had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Revere.
Now what?
This is
just here. This is just some fun rhyming.
Kicking up sand, sheriff's watches on my head, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without no bot key. The sun is beating down on
my baseball hat.
I like how he accentuated words.
Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said,
howdy, he said hi. Now, this beat is actually a backward loop. You guys can hear it, right? So I used to spin the record backward on my turntable. All right, hold it right there. Hold it right there, guy. Let me tell this boring story, but it's timely. So I used to spin the record, one finger style, on the turntable backwards. And you can hear the actual beat. So if anyone has a turntable, try it. And you can hear the actual beat, which the beat itself is dope. So where could I? There's a store that's selling like turntables. I don't know the name of it. Yeah, you hear the beat? That's pretty good. That's pretty dope, Booth Crew. Yeah, there it is. Hey Jay, you don't want any of that, Jay?
Nah, man, be sacrilege.
Okay, all right.
Can't fuck with the boys. You know what I'm saying?
Understood, my man.
Make Garrett's day.
Overstood. this should be the outro. Any intro. You sure, Jay, before I move on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, you know what else happened on this date? Just last year, three UCLA basketball players were suspended after admitting to shoplifting in China. And President Trump bailed them out. Yes, the racist in chief intervened on behalf of those three black basketball players who committed a crime in communist China, where they potentially faced Chinese water torture or hard labor. That's how they get down in China. But yet, the racist in chief did a very non-racist thing by bringing them home without a scratch. What kind of damn white nationalist president would do such a thing? I bet that he wouldn't have treated white college hockey or lacrosse players like that. You know what I mean? Muttley is back there still listening to the beat. My man Muttley. But yeah, how about that? This white racist president just he sucks at doing things racist on an international level. Speaking of China, many people in the know are saying that China, not Russia, poses the biggest threat to the United States election process. Now, what China is doing is more sophisticated than what the United States saw from the Russians in 2016, allegedly. According to this article, which was written by Tyler Grant, who we were hoping to speak with today, but I think the old guilty by association tag may have prevented him from hanging out with his guys. But we're going to forge forward. But anyway, this article by Tyler says that a Chinese state-controlled newspaper openly took out a four-page ad in the Des Moines Register to criticize President Trump's handling of the trade war. Des Moines. Is that how that's pronounced? Is it with the S without the pronunciation of the S?
You got it right.
Got it right. But anyway, that state of Iowa was purposefully targeted because of its Republican districts. And those Republican districts potentially stood to suffer economically from President Trump's tariffs against China. So they took out that four-page ad saying, Trump, Orange Man is bad. Orange Man is about to do something even worse than what he's been doing. And that's just one surface example of what China is doing. Now, not only are the experts saying that we need to focus on China during our elections, but focus on them in cyberspace. They may be our top threat in cyberspace. In fact, a few weeks ago, John Bolton, our national security advisor, publicly attributed the hack of the Office of Personnel Management to China. Now, that hack was the first public admission from Bolton regarding China. To use China and hack in the same sentence was a no-no at this point for diplomatic reasons. But now, I guess the gloves are off. Because to date, our responses to Chinese, Russian, Iranian, or North Korean operations have been limited to indictments or sanctions. But those measures haven't done a damn thing to thwart the cyber attacks. So, I don't know. China is messing with our elections and attacking us in cyberspace. So, what's next? Well, according to retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, there's a very strong likelihood of a war with China in the next 15 years. Okay, 2018 plus 15, that means between now and 2033. Last month, the retired general also cautioned that the United States does not have the capacity to do everything it has to do in Europe and in the Pacific to deal with the Chinese threat. So I'm guessing that his sentiment is shared by the bipartisan National Defense Strategy Commission, who just yesterday warned that we could lose in a war against Russia and China. That panel found that authoritarian nations like China and Russia are pursuing buildups aimed at neutralizing U.S. strengths as the U.S. military faced budget cuts and diminished military advantages. But I ask you, hearing all of that, being of sound mind and sound body, my friend, is this the deep state and military industrial complex simply using their normal scare tactics to keep us sheep grazing? Or is China what they say it is and war is inevitable? Huh? How about we get an alternative opinion, shall we? From George Friedman.
The map and you know what China is, but China really is a group of countries. There's Han China in the east, which is the China we think about with Chinese. And then there are four buffer states, Tibet, Xinjiang, probably predominantly Muslim, Inner Mongolia, and Manchuria. And so what China really is an area to the east of where we think it should be, very heavily dominated by what are called Han Chinese, the real Chinese, surrounded by these subservient states that serve as a buffer. 15 inches of rain is about what you need to have in order to sustain agriculture. In China, there's a very sharp line. East of it, you've got more than 15 inches of rain. West of it, you have less than that. So if you take a look at where the Han Chinese live, they all live east of this line. Take a look where others live, they live west of it. That line defines the outer limits of Han China. Mm-hmm. And that is what defines China. Everything to the east of it is China. Everything else is visiting. The real definition of wealth in China is the coastal provinces. The provinces that trade with Walmart and Carrefour and other companies. Mm-hmm. This is where the wealth is concentrated. Between the 15th ISEAT and the coast, the average income of about 600 million Chinese is less than $2 a day. There's another group that makes between $2 and $4 a day. In other words, between this 15th ISEAT, between the rain line and the coastal region, China has a lower standard of living than Bolivia. It's only that coast, which we visit, that everybody thinks is the real China. If you go to Shanghai, you say this is a first world country. Drive 100 miles west, and you discover what it really is. China is actually surrounded. To the south, there are jungles that are impassable between Vietnam and Myanmar. To the west, southwest, there are the Himalayas.
This is very interesting.
To the north is Siberia, and nobody's going there. And to the west, there are thousands of miles of grasslands, really deserts, that keep them from going west. So the Chinese can't be attacked. They also can't attack anybody else. Mm-hmm. You don't attack across the Himalayas. People talk sometimes about the India-China balance. There is no India-China balance. There is an iron wall between them. China is an isolated country, a large country, an important country, but it's not about to make war on anyone. If you take a look at the South China Sea and the East China Sea, you see that it can be sealed off very easily. China is a trading power. It has to reach the rest of the world. And it faces the United States Navy, which could, at any time it wanted, seal off those passages and keep the Chinese from trading. This is China's terror. So they try to expand their power in the South China Sea, East China Sea, playing around with islands. But they're really nothing, because the United States has a lot of carrier battle groups. The Chinese don't have any.
Interesting.
So the Chinese Navy is a theoretical threat. It's not a practical one.
Thanks, Booth Crew. Wow. Now with all that I said, again, listening to this gentleman, it makes sense. But do I listen to the experts on the other side that beg to differ? I don't know, man. Whether this is a push to war from the deep state or military-industrial complex, I mean, it's debatable. But one thing that's not debatable is China's investment and development footprint. Now, can somebody bring up the Chinese? There we go. My guys, they're working. They're still watching the video because the facts were just so compelling. Now, look at all that red. It's like almost enough to form the Kool-Aid man. Well, the Chinese Kool-Aid man. Anyway, look at all those red dots. That is the Chinese making their way around the globe. And as you can see, Africa is becoming a Chinese outpost, for sure. Easy pickings. And down in the socialistic paradise of Venezuela, guess what? The Chinese telecom giant called ZTE is helping that dictator, create China-style social control. Banderas, I believe that's his name. Banderas. Hold on. There we go. Now, Parts of China are using facial recognition technology that can scan the country's entire population in 1 second. Okay. Parts of China are using facial recognition tech that can scan the country's entire population in 1 second. But listen to that video that we just watched. China is really not China. You know, they only care about half of the damn country. The other half, you're on your own. Now, with this technology, though, is there any surprise that these two dictators would be friends? And if the facial recognition and social credit system aren't enough, China will even teach foreign countries and journalists seminars on how to restrict online speech and unflattering news. Don't believe me? Check it out. Yes, this is China. They are everywhere. They're the octopus with tentacles everywhere. I mean, one thing you can say about China, they have long fingers. And we can't not pay attention to what they're doing, because this is definitely chess, not checkers. So what they have going on is food for thought. But if there's one thing that the average Venezuelan could really benefit from learning from the Chinese is how to make those damn artificial eggs that they make in China. Yeah, it's a real thing.
President S.M. Mohammed Idris says it is a bit tricky to identify the fake eggs because at a glance, they look similar. He advises the public to take a closer look and to be wary of unusual shaped eggs.
It's really difficult to tell.
Idris said an email circulated in the internet had stated that fake eggs were common in China and were full of chemicals. According to the email, the shell is made of calcium carbonate, while the yolk and egg white are made of alum, gelatin, calcium chloride, and other chemicals besides water and food coloring. He says calcium chloride found in the fake eggs may cause liver diseases, while benzoic acid can be harmful to the brain and nerve cells.
Calcium chloride. So the narrator or the Indian guy name dropped a lot of chemical names. And the assumption is that this is occurring in a laboratory. These fake eggs are being made in a laboratory and then filtered onto the market. So let's check out a Chinese scientist creating the fake egg in his lab and then getting them packaged to hit the market. Give you an inside view of how it works. Here you go. You see the little scientist? He's simply just picking up the shell, squirting in some of the whatever it is. Look how many crates of it. Rewind that one time, Jay. This is not a sophisticated process. This is what surprised me.
You think he's wearing gloves?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, I never noticed that. Wait till the FDA get a hold of this in China. Chinese FDA. And where's the hairnet?
How do you think they make the egg?
I mean. I don't know. You want to look it up?
Yeah, and seal it without a seam.
Oh, look it up. I'm sure YouTube has the fake egg process. If we could find it and keep it under a few minutes, I want to see myself. But it's not a sophisticated process. It's not. You got the little farmhand on his knees. He wasn't even breaking the sweat, and it looked like there were about four or five different crates of eggs already ready to roll. So now, when he's staying out of trouble and he's earning his keep, and that's all you can ask for from a young fella that.
Yeah, there's like videos of how to make the inside, but not the shell.
Not the shell. Interesting. Maybe it's a trade secret, huh? I don't know. There's no way that China wouldn't let that slip out. They counterfeit every goddamn thing. How do you make the shell? Good question. Stay tuned for the next episode. We'll dig into it in our investigative reports. But I'm familiar with all the counterfeiting that they do. But food was one I was shocked by. Well, especially those eggs. So it got me to thinking, are some of the other reports that I hear about China real? Or are they fake news? Because I wonder if they're fake news. Now, these are some headlines I pulled. China has built an artificial sun, and it's incredibly hot. China's artificial sun is designed to help develop cheap and clean energy on Earth using nuclear fusion. China is planning to launch a fake moon into space with ambitious new mission. A new alternative to boring old street lighting will see part of southwest China illuminated by an artificial moon. Huh? China has cloned 20 different dog breeds. Humans next. And I don't know, is this fake news? Knowing what I know about China, can I just go, ah, get out of here? What do you get? What do you think, Booth Crew? Kids?
They got enough people. Why do they want to make more?
Yeah, it's a little weird, but.
For them to make people?
And they're making true. $2 to $4 a day, 90% of them? What?
To make a clone army, dude.
But that's, they just want the tech, I believe.
Anything's possible. Yeah, they're going to sell to Russia.
No,
they're going to make a bunch of clone Ivan Dragos, and they're going to come get us.
I think China just puts out these stories to make them look like they're superior or something.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got to think China's been around thousands of years. And then here comes little old United States in a few hundred years of history. And we're like, they're like, what? Who are you? We have this great wall. We've been here. We got Bruce Lee. Who do you have? Chuck Norris? Really? So anyway. The moral of the story regarding all this info about China, the moral of the story is learn Mandarin and karate. All right. No, the moral of the story is that the place to be wary of is not China, says the Chinese embassy, but the U.S., Yeah, we are the place to be wary of because of frequent shootings, expensive health care, and risk of encountering aggressive border patrol agents. Oh, so, and yeah, we're the problem. And our real eggs. Yeah. Jay, I'm out of here.
And now, the NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nicknogs, also known as ESPNN, presents the news, highlights, and storylines in the 2017 Nicknog Feral League season. Brought to you by the Party of Dependency, the Democratic Party. A reminder, the NNFL is not a fantasy league. It's an actual league based on bloody reality, where the three M's, murder, mayhem, and misery, are the primary statistical categories. The official snacks of the NNFL are none other than M&M's and Aunt Jemima's Didn't Do Nothing Muffins, which are both distributed to training camps across America. All incurred NNFL injuries are covered under Obamacare, except fatal injuries. Fatal injuries are covered under GoFundMe, y'all. Much appreciation to our other corporate partners, Capital Murder One, which always asks, what's in the other guy's wallet? Our Asian sponsor, You Best Buy or Go, which bravely operates in hoods across America. And Go Baby Daddy. Now back to the booth with Talib Starks on play-by-play and Pat Dixon on colorless commentary.
Let's get this party started here at the Double NFL Network. The network with no net worth, but is not worth less. I'm Talib Starks, and it's time to review Week 47 in the Nicknog Feral Ball League. And guess who's back where he belongs? My ace in the place, the czar of colorless commentary, Pat Dixon. Pat Dixon? Who the hell are you?
I'm my cousins.
You're my cousin.
My cousins.
Mike Cousins. Mike Cousins. Okay.
Like I'm here to see Trump, and I said, I lack space, and I thought it's a space show.
Nope. Well, this is sort of kind of that.
Blast off.
Yeah, well.
Hell.
Mike, have a seat.
It's all right if I hang out.
Hey, you can hang out. Do you know anything about football?
No, why about music?
How about football?
Yeah. Hell yeah. No,
kind of
yeah.
The same, but not really.
Sure. No, I like football. Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite band since you like music?
Skynyrd.
All right.
He looks like it.
I'll give him a chance.
Okay.
Second favorite band, Mike Cousins' band.
Oh, yeah? What about Rap Goop? Have you ever heard of the Beastie Boys?
Oh, man, yeah, yeah. That's, I heard you playing that stuff. That stuff rocks. Yeah. That shit rocks. A lot of people say white people can't rap, but, man, they got it. They can rap.
Yeah, especially when they do it all together, like one person say a word and they all say it at the end.
Yeah. They do that.
Yeah. I mean, well.
I never thought about it.
Allegedly.
I like both of them.
Right. Like, right on.
Both Beastie Boys.
It sounds like you're saying my cousins. But your name is Mike.
Mike.
It's my cousin.
Never heard that.
It's probably that lodgings in your mouth.
Huh?
You chewing on gum or something? You got a holes in your mouth?
Yeah, it's like getting caught up in
your
throat.
I don't have to hang out. I mean, I could just, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
Just go? Or, I mean, like,
just spit the candy out, and then everyone could hear you.
I don't have nothing in my mouth.
Well, no. The Trump show.
Sorry. I mean, I'm not a professional. I've never been on TV. I don't go on TV.
It
okay,
must be
so.
The mic. Yeah, sorry.
Right.
I apologize.
Oh, hang on in there. The Trump show starts. I mean, he's next. So just hang around.
I didn't mean to get your boss all pissed off.
Oh, no. Why is he my boss? Because he's white.
Well, he's in there telling us what to do.
He's telling you what to do.
Oh.
Well, he's not telling you what to do, but he's just giving some professional advice. That's all.
All right. I don't have nothing in my mouth, or I would.
Is your tongue going straight?
I wish I had something in my mouth. Anything. Some food.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
Well, hell, I'll be over here.
Well.
I'm sorry. I'm just here to hang out.
Right. Let's get to today's league, which is a team with one of the best mottos in the NFL, the Gary Knox.
This, I never heard of this team.
Well, they're good. They're good. Good. And their motto is,
Gnud.
There is no Gnogs like Gary Gnogs. And apparently the Gnogs aren't playing like the Gnogs that we've come to know. Because coming into this last quarter of the 2018 season, their completions and TDs were both down compared to last season.
Is that Gary right there?
Yeah, that's Gary. And they're down a key 18-year-old player who was recently removed from the field for throwing two TDs in 2016 while under the influence of performance-enhancing drugs.
What kind of drugs did you find out?
I don't know, Mr. Cousins. But okay. Drugs can sometimes impact your performance in the positive or negative way.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, sometimes you think it's performance enhancing, but really, I got all smoked up. I can't even move my fingers on my guitar.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it just depends on what you like, I guess. But for me, it's not as fun.
Now, you're not familiar with the NFL, but this is a passing league. So
I know the NFL, but I've never heard of this.
Double NFL.
Oh. I don't want
to. NFL times two.
So you're talking about crimes.
Sort of. Some may call it crime. We like to call it feral balls.
Feral ball. I get it. Now I get it. Okay.
All right. Well, this is a passing league. So for the Nogs, the good Nogs, to lose a pass-happy player like this guy, I believe it has to hurt, especially since they're clearly in a funk, going into offensive funk, that is, going into the final 3 months of the 2018 season. So, my friend,
well,
this is an example of why you should not get high.
Because it could take a lot out of your gameplay, is what you mean.
Well, in this case, you see what he did once he got high.
Yeah.
I'm saying you shouldn't get high with people who can't handle their high. That's where I was going with that.
Oh.
That's the moral of the story.
Some people can't.
You can get high, but don't get high if you can't handle your high.
Sometimes the higher you get, the lower you get.
And then you just go and just shoot people.
And nobody ever says that. Let's get low. But that's what happens sometimes.
They whisper like that?
They go, yeah, let's go to the bar and get low.
Yeah, well.
You hope to.
Yeah, I don't know. Got to run that past Jizzy J. And related news about Jizzy. The Gnocchs, new research has shown that noisy males control the gnus cycle. Actually called news.
Noisy males.
Yeah. The female, they're actually wildebeests. And the female wildebeest ovulation is accelerated and synchronized by the yammering of the eager males.
In fact.
Just like it is with the Nog players and cheerleaders.
So if you scream at a woman, she'll start getting wet?
I don't know. That works in the Serengeti.
That's something else, ain't it?
It's something else.
How do they know that? You ever think about that? How do they know these things?
Hey, people.
You got to run up and just like... run a tissue on their pussy?
Well, I don't know. And
I say pussy.
This is why white people are so important.
Thank you.
Because how would I have known that?
Gosh.
How would we even have this discussion?
I mean, you're welcome. That's a good talk.
Well, you're going to take credit for it.
Well, I mean, in general.
I'm talking about that kind of white person.
Oh, the old researchers and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, I got to do it in a research. But.
Yeah, not this kind of, the other kind.
Well, I tell you something, them gnus, they really know how to have sex. You ever watch them on the Discovery?
No.
I watch a lot of Discovery, man. They always having sex on there.
Why you watch it?
It's like animal porn. 24/7. And then you take a Hitler break. I usually fall asleep to Hitler.
Okay.
I mean, it's just on there. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. It's not my show.
Okay, moving on, Mike. We're going to just keep moving on the show, all right?
News.
All right, so let's visit the NFL's most famous concrete Serengeti. It's called Chicago.
Congo. A windy city, you call that.
That's what they call it.
Hell yeah. I took a trip there. Packed a bag and everything.
You said you'd pack a bag?
Yeah, went there.
Everybody wants to pack a bag there. Whoever sits on this side,
about.
For some reason.
Really?
Yeah, something about that mic, that people want to pack a bag when they hear about Chicago.
I'll be damned.
Now, this past weekend, the Savages had a pedestrian scoring performance for sure. 3 TDs on 21 completions. Now, these numbers might be good for Mitchell Trubisky, but... not so much for the Savages.
Wait, speak English. Is this a big crime weekend or not? I don't think I can. 20 shot? That seems like a lot to me.
No, it's not. A lot of completions, but the TDs. Now, like I said, Mitchell Trubisky, if Mitchell Trubisky puts up these numbers, he's the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
He's a great numbers for that guy, but not for the Savages.
Did he get in trouble?
No, not yet. He got in trouble last year. Now, this black guy, I'm going to get to this story.
Oh,
this
yeah.
black guy, he's up there because there was a controversial call that was made on the field.
Hmm. Because he looked sleepy.
Well, he was charged with aggravated battery and the use of a deadly weapon and denied bail after he caught a pass on a train and then used the weapon that wounded him to beat the passer. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. He's acting in self-defense, it sounds like.
Well, it sounds like self-defense, correct?
Now, who was it that shot him?
Well, that person isn't the one being charged.
Is he being robbed?
Here's the story. This pictured fella began fighting with the man who had a concealed carry license.
Oh, I see.
That man pulled out the weapon.
Had a license and everything.
And then, bam, right in the abdomen. This guy's abdomen.
And then
while wounded,
wow.
This pictured fella grabbed the weapon from the shooter and beat the dude with it.
What's his name? Bad Leroy Brown? Hell, you can't fuck with that dude.
So what do you think?
Shooting me beats the shit out of you?
Yeah.
Hell, he needs to be locked up. You better lock him up because he is badass.
Okay, so you're sticking with the call on the field.
Yeah.
So am I. Yeah, let's stick with the call.
Just keep him someplace. Hell, it's...
Yeah. I mean, from what I read about the story, there's no evidence to overturn the call on the field, so the call stands.
Won't be no safe space with him around.
Absolutely not. So, if you haven't noticed, guys, the NFL, National Football League, has its salute to service occurring this month. And I'm not knocking it, but I just wanted to point out that our salute to service occurs every week.
That's right. It does? Okay.
Yeah. Which brings me to this harrowing statistic. 43 refs thus far this season have left it all on the field. And all of the leagues have contributed to this map. And this map kind of looks like that China map from earlier with the red dots just all over the place.
Oh, I like that Chinese stuff you're doing.
Oh, earlier? You were here for that?
I'll tell you about the China. That's great.
Oh, God, Mike.
I mean, yeah.
This is a place where we... All right, never mind, Mike.
I thought it was safe.
Yeah, well...
When do we blast off for space is what I want to know.
Well, Mike, I don't think people truly understand the dangers that our uniformed referees face every shift.
100% agreed.
Now, let's check out one such highlight of a ref, of ref being, I want to say, put in a compromising situation after responding to a house call of a man acting erratically.
Hey.
Jay? Stay tuned, Mike.
Yeah. I like CNN talking about trying to salute service when they do nothing but badmouth cops anyway. I tell you what, it makes me mad.
You watch CNN? Oh, here we go.
When I'm at the damn airport.
Yeah. They have it on at the gym.
Well, when I'm at
there he is.
If I'm at some faggot's house buying weed or something.
Now, look at this, Mike. Clearly, Bubba had an axe to grind.
Yeah, he's angry.
So the ref backed up until he created enough distance between
he
and Bubba. And you think Bubba would chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
But?
No. Well, you know, I
get back up, dude.
I know guys like that. They get mad. They just, they're not done until they're done.
Look at this.
Right,
he's not complying with demands.
That's what happens.
And you know.
Shot fired.
Did you notice that Bubba didn't reappear in the frame?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was.
Spirit did.
Wow. Now that was the referee policeman shot him.
He had to do what he had to do.
Well, salute the service there because Bubba needed to be shot. Now it looks a lot like where I live, Columbus, Georgia.
Really?
And, yeah. And there's a lot of
Bubbas.
There's people like that everywhere, you know. I mean, you got to be careful if you're a cop because they'll come out and they'll just do all kind of crazy shit and you don't even know. You don't know who you're dealing with. They're liable to be some kind of just, woo, you know, cuckoo.
Well, I'm glad
cuckoo
you said
that, Cuckoo for Cocoa
that,
Puffs.
Mike, because, and Cocoa Puffs are delicious.
They are.
We have another salute to service.
Eggnog puffs are good too.
Yeah.
I'm done waste cuckoo for them.
We have another salute to service vid that's even more intense, Mike. So this time it's a player from the Spicknog Furball League.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was all Cocoa Cops.
Well, a little of this, a little of that, a little variety, a little diversity.
Spicknog. I love a nice glass of Spicknog around the Feliz Navidad.
Oh. Oh, yeah, right?
He didn't waste any time, did he?
Yeah.
Jesus. I do not have a taillight out or nothing. Leave me alone.
Well, look at the... I like this vehicle.
That guy's just trying to mind his own business.
Look at this vehicle.
I'm not certain how to handle this.
And reverse.
I'll back up wherever I'm going around this corner.
Well, you know, that's... I was expecting that person to pull out a phone or something and, you know, try to get
it. Hey, thanks for nothing, motherfucker. Well, he could have just driven that car right into that Spicknog player.
This is...
Damn!
This is up close and personal.
MS-13 shit right there. Damn! He's shooting at us! We didn't do nothing. Shots fired, hell. That kid's going to need to reload. God damn.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, diversity's our strength, you know? It really is. That guy probably has a valuable job in the community.
At East Bend on Steel.
Right? I mean, you know, you caravan for a few months and you get ready, you just ready to come here and go to work.
Oh, here's what happens. The female in the vehicle,
southbound off of Steel.
You can speed it, forward it a little bit, Jay.
Well, that's a beautiful country there.
The female comes forward.
Hands up.
A little more, Jay.
Damn. She's like, she goes, I'm not armed.
What the hell is he doing?
Uh-oh.
Get on your knees.
Do you believe her? Because I'm a woman. Of course, I have no idea what's happening.
Well, I mean, I don't think she told him to shoot the damn cops.
Because I don't know what I'm dealing with.
So I got to put my dick in your mouth or something just to see.
Are you okay?
Once you taste my dick, you're not going to want to hurt me. That's what a lot of cops, the way they do. I'm just kidding. They made it a safe place for things to drive by now.
Yeah, you don't have to go in reverse and worry about a vehicle coming around the bend.
Wouldn't that be something if they had been in a wreck? Yeah. Well, this guy shot the police. Let's take her to jail. She's got to go.
Yeah, that's the end of the play there, Jay. But that was probably intense, wasn't it?
I bet you anything she got him all pissed off.
Oh, it's her fault.
She probably got him all riled up. So you some kind of fruitcake or something. You can't shoot cops. My ex-boyfriend used to shoot cops. I'm going to start going out with Dante. He'll shoot a cop.
Oh, Dante.
I intended that to be a black man's name.
It worked.
That might make the Spicknog player.
Yeah, that worked. Dante works.
Feel insecure about his manhood.
Well, all right, Mike. So I just wanted to show how intense it is out there on the field, regardless of the league. It's intense out there for the refs. So salute the service.
All kinds of people out there.
Why didn't he chase the guy?
He called for backup.
Goddamn shot.
Because he's shooting.
He wasn't shot.
He radioed the situation.
Yeah, radioing them, go get him.
He radioed a real man to go get him?
Yeah, what the fuck? What a
hey, B for T Justice, you got your ears on?
Just saying.
I'm in hot pursuit.
I think he saw those sweet tits walking into the woods.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to stick around for this.
Hey, he got shot at enough for one day.
Come
on.
Well, you need to know where he's going, right?
He also starting to get shot at.
He get that woman, his woman, he beat it out of her. Where's he going? There's more than one way to skin a cat.
It's all right, guys.
Skinning to be done.
Oh, that's a good point, dude.
You sound like a guy that would know more ways to skin a cat.
Well, cat's pretty good if you clean it right. I never eat a cat.
Speaking of, we're done with China, so let's move on. Let's get to some notable plays and headlines from around the league. On deck this week, we have the Super Bowl champs again, the Washington Blackskins, NFL UK, NFL Africa, and free agent news. Alrighty.
All right.
Oh, are you familiar with any of those teams?
I'm familiar with the cities, of course, but cities. Something about that name of that team, and
Black
Skins. I just don't think that's right.
Well, a lot of people. I'm figuring you were familiar with the city, but let me just say we're going to have this around the league for the team, so you can become familiarized with the team.
Okay, sounds good.
But we're going to start in Harm City. And it's come to light that a Baltimore Bantu moonlighted as a Safe Streets employee and used his office for gang meetings and storage for weapons and performance-enhancing drugs.
So he's playing both sides.
Eyebrows across the state.
She's pretty.
Two Black Guerrilla Family gang members plead guilty.
Who you calling a Black Guerrilla?
Hold on a second. I'm not comfortable.
Prosecutors saying the pair conducted gang
activity. What kind of reporting is this? Couple of Black Guerrillas.
Well, guys, for years, many have questioned how effective.
Look at them big old gorillas, the apes.
Look, there's no doubt about it. This is a major blow to
King
the program.
Kong.
Hold on, Mike. You got to listen to the report.
I'm sorry, but I just.
Meetings at the
I don't know what they're
going to
say next.
Even orchestrated murders.
Take a good look at 38-year-old Ricky Evans, a top leader in the BGF. Authorities say hid behind his role.
Does this just say whatever you want, Dave?
To carry out a slew of violent crimes.
BGF is one of the most powerful and most violent gangs here in Baltimore City.
Prosecutors say Evans worked out of the Safe Streets office along the 2300 block of Monument Street. He held BGF meetings and used it to store and distribute both drugs and firearms.
These circumstances, they're really disturbing. And clearly there was a failure.
Oh, very disturbing.
Even conducting a murder-for-hire scheme.
Actually,
he's trying to pass.
Arranging for other BGF members to go out
while
and
in office.
That he had authorized the murders of.
38-year-old Sean Thomas pled guilty to the racketeering charges as well.
That's
authorities
pretty fucking
say
cool.
Thomas collected gang dues, sold drugs through controlled open-air drug shops in East Baltimore, and ordered the hit of a rival gang member of the Bloods.
We're trying
all
to
on the taxpayers' dime.
This guy's in the yellow weasels.
It's in the egg roll gang.
Oh, God. Why am I laughing at this?
Hey. So does it hurt me? Yes.
Uh-oh. Trust over the city-funded
Tell
program
them.
That hires ex-felons with credibility.
Hard
in
to find an angry Black woman
to help
in Baltimore.
Violence.
To have Safe Streets go through this kind of a tragedy is really tough.
What was supposed to be a safe haven for East Baltimore, instead used as a pipeline to violence plaguing the city.
Yeah.
You go to the battered women's shelter, they just beat the shit out of you.
Straight away, right?
They got a boxing ring in there. They're like, get in.
Yeah, none of this double-dipping kind of maneuvering. You know what you get when you walk into the woman's shelter.
You go to adopt a baby, you go give up your kid for adoption, they give you a kid. It's like backwards, like Australia.
Oh, as you mentioned Australia.
You flush the toilet in Australia, the water, it comes up out of the bowl.
Now, remember you said that. We're going to go there later in the show.
Okay.
Let's stay in the DMV area and check out the first-person highlight of a season ticket holder intervening on behalf of a Washington Blackskin who was having a confrontation with the ref.
Situation that played out on Capitol Hill. At the center of it all, a woman who thinks she may have saved this guy's life. Carl Willis live on Capitol Hill to explain all of it. Carl?
Well, Jonathan, this woman was driving by when she saw all of this unfold. She immediately put her car in park, turned her hazard lights on, and pulled out her phone. She says what happened next may have been the difference between life or death at this intersection.
I saved your life.
I had a knife in my possession, Miss Lady.
Get on the ground.
I'm out here.
Ma'am,
go back. No, I'm recording. This is my right to record.
That recording and the situation. Calming words spoken by Grace McKinnon may have saved a man's life.
Just get on the ground, bro.
Get on the ground.
Hey, bro, just get on the ground. Just
on
get
the
on
ground.
The ground.
What else? What more can I do? That could have been me. That
he had a knife.
Roll over.
Metropolitan Police put a lookout for a man believed to have a large knife. United States Capitol Police say Wednesday afternoon, one
she
of the
down too?
Spotted a man near Union
no,
Station
she did not.
Who matched
she,
the description.
She wanted him to lay down. She should have laid down her back. Said, okay, lay on top of me.
Cooperative and even pulled a knife
Wait.
At one point and turned toward an officer.
He should have said that.
But eventually he dropped it and surrendered.
So he dropped the knife.
To Grace's advice.
When
oh,
I was
okay.
Driving,
so
she needs, she's like an advocate.
Like, should I do this? What about me? I immediately stop, put my car in park, and turn my hazards on, and I have to help.
A potentially
oh, she's a hero.
You said,
she talked some guy into obeying a policeman.
A police officer while armed and carrying a dangerous weapon. But since the arrest, Grace has taken to social media and even started raising
it's not about her, huh?
The man identified only as Anthony.
Thanks,
she says
Jay.
He's in his 20s, is homeless, and sleeps at Union.
So she says someone did make it about her. She saw what was going on, pulls out her cell phone, records, uploads. And now she's, is it about her at that point?
Hell.
Pull out your phone and upload it to your account, social media account?
Look, I guess what she's trying to say is all us black skins are playing on the same team, you know?
Good point.
And I just try to help where I can. She'd be a cheerleader, but like a reverse cheerleader. She's like, you know, she's like a just stop what you're doing leader, you know? Like a naysayer leader.
There you go.
She ain't help. I mean, I just say what I think, but I just don't like that name. I'm sorry.
Well, how about we do this? Let's hear about some news from NFL UK, where London's head refs want us to know that none of this season's mounting completions are linked.
Oh.
They're not linked. None of the completions.
Yeah.
They aren't random either, but definitely not linked.
There's a pattern, but the dots aren't connected with lines.
If that's any consolation for what's happening.
You can't link these things, but you can see how they are connected.
Yeah.
I see.
In other words, believe us, not your lying eyes.
Oh.
You follow?
I totally follow.
Now let's stay overseas and visit the dark field of Africa, where the action on the South African section of the field rivals Chicago. Now, a husband caught 5 balls on his wife's birthday while waiting in their car for her to return with some celebration food.
Do you think she ever caught a couple of balls in her mouth?
Well, she never caught. He caught all the balls right here on this play.
Oh.
Which happened in broad daylight in the shopping center.
That's what you see. In Africa, they're driving around in PT Cruisers.
Or something of the kind.
But
those cars were shitty, for the record, PT Cruisers.
Shitty. And they're ugly and shitty.
Now, as you can see, they,
what the hell is PT?
Fired 5 into the vehicle. And then off they go.
That's some exciting video right there, because what you saw is somebody shooting into a car. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I missed it somehow.
Okay. Well,
it happens so fast.
How about this? Some free agents in Vegas committed a similar ambush play against an elderly season ticket holder.
In Vegas.
Keep it here. However, no passes were thrown, just hand-to-hand combat in the trenches. Maybe this is a little slower for you, Mike, and you may be able to see, maybe to appreciate what's happening on the field.
Clearly, they're trying to help him up or something. He's trying to help him change a tire.
Really? With his face?
I try to think the best of people, you know.
Yeah, wait. Bring that back one time, Jay. You said you try to do what?
I just try to think the best of people.
Yeah, now this old man back turned, using no field awareness.
It's like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, that's true.
No field awareness.
You
got to
keep your head on a swivel out there on the field.
Yeah. And ends up on his back.
Triple teamed. And triple coverage on the old man.
This guy's pants are way down. Usually the league allows it to be below the ass crack.
Yeah.
Below the actual buttocks themselves.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Now you talking about the old man or the robber?
The young player.
They wear their pants similar.
The young player.
Similar. That's something else right there. I went to Vegas. I've been there 5 times, okay? You know there's the old downtown, and then there's the strip.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the old downtown 3 times, my first 3 times, before I knew that there was a strip. I was like, what's the big deal? I said, where's all these pictures? There's a pyramid and everything.
The third time's the charm, right?
No, the fourth.
Oh, the fourth time was
fourth
the
time. Yeah.
Well, to end that story, the Las Vegas refs are asking season ticket holders to help identify those 3 free agents. Now, Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with the Proud Boys, but I posit that had that been some Proud Boys stumping some Antifa weirdo, they would have been identified in about 5 minutes.
Oh, can you imagine? Boy, it'd be the biggest deal ever. They said, look at these racists. Look at these horrible white supremacists.
Right.
Proud of your boy.
Speaking of Antifa, remember when Walmart was selling Antifa gear last year?
Huru.
You remember that, Mike?
Antifa gear?
Yeah, Walmart was
like
selling
a costume
Antifa
or something?
Gear.
Look at that. Back.
Yeah. Logo.
God, did you get Walmart?
Yeah, they were in on it.
I switched to Target anyway. I can't even go. I go to a Walmart, I just get depressed. Target's all right.
dog is a little better lit.
You mean that's Antifa gear?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, can you scroll in on that gear a little bit so Mike here can see what's...
Ooh, I like that one shirt. That's a badass shirt. I'm sorry. I mean, you know,
which one?
Do they get part of the money?
I don't know how
the
it
one
works.
Right there. The, on the,
of course, they get the some backlash for
black
this.
Black one. I always wear black.
I see. Just bottoms up.
Bottoms up. That's the way you get a beer, and it's filled up from the bottom. Well, that's just wrong, obviously.
Thanks, Jay.
I can't respect Antifa. They don't go by their name.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, no matter what I do, I'm Mike Cousins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll get it out there. I don't give a shit. They do what they do, you know? But they just out there.
At the end of the day, you're Mike Cousins. At the end of the day, you're Mike Cousins.
That's right. I'm all the time. That's exactly what I am. And, you know, these guys, they run around with their masks on and... you know what they are? They're like goddamn Muslims. Everybody might as well be Muslim.
We're going to leave it there, Mike. We're going to move on because normally this is a segment where we bring in the Hall of Famer, John Mad Dog Madden. But
who?
John Mad Dog Madden.
Are you shitting me?
He usually comes about this time.
Well, good. I can't wait to meet him.
Well, he's not here today, unfortunately. But we...
Fun figures.
We have you here today, Mad Dog. So,
Oh, Mad Dog Cousins.
With Mad Dog Mike. You fill in for Mad Dog Madden. How about that?
Mad Dog Mike. I like that.
Now, there's a saying. Schools learn from students more than students learn from schools, especially public schools. So
that's pretty good.
Question
deep.
I would have posed to Madden, and I'm going to pose it to Mike in the booth, is this lesson that the two female students gave to their teacher all Madden or not? Stay tuned.
Second one of these in 2 days. We've seen students wailing on a teacher. This time it's a white teacher in a school. Don't know much about the school.
That's Colin Flaherty doing a voiceover.
I guess they were not pleased with the lesson plan, or
we just need the visual. We don't need the audio.
Oh, sorry.
So
I like the way we're looking through bars.
What do you? You wanted to.
It looks like bars of a jail cell right there. That's where they ought to be, in jail. I don't know how old these kids are, but they ought to just lock them up in jail.
So,
look at that.
The question
look
is.
At that kid. I mean, come on.
Yeah, boy, that's a double team, isn't it?
Just outstanding. And look at the patience on the part of the
teacher.
The teacher running the play, and she's still not technically down. The play's still going. So, this fan, that's. What's going to happen?
Mike, you learned
and
fast,
after the
Mike.
Whistle, huh? Jesus. Timeout. Yeah, I'd call a timeout if I was there. Down the ball. Put out of bounds in that play.
So is this an all Madden performance by the students or not? What do you think, Mike?
I got to say it is. I mean, goddamn.
Okay.
They couldn't have done a whole lot better. What happened to them? Anything? They just handled that. That situation was handled.
What do you
think,
Booth?
He did not need any further participation from another student. You could have come. Somebody come to the door and say, "You need help beating up that teacher." We got this. We got it. We're fine.
Let's see what the booth says.
I mean, this grown woman versus two little kids. She should have been able to kick some ass. She just kind of took it.
She took it.
So for that, I'm kind of like, you know, Jesus.
No all Madden for the girls.
It's for the girls.
It's for the girls, though. Do they get the all Madden performance award?
Oh.
Because they put the ass whipping on her.
Put the ass whooping on, and if you're just basing off that, they definitely gotta get it. I mean, that was an ass whooping.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Gary? You know, they were flailing, no straight punches.
Oh shit.
No direct hits or anything. A lot of hair grabbing.
I saw knees to the face.
That's a good point.
I saw pulling of hair, and I saw a trash can thrown right to the face.
All show.
All show.
No injuries had.
Well, okay.
Going down.
So that's a no for from Garrett. But
yeah, that's a counterpoint, though. They are only getting bigger and stronger.
Yeah. Well, one
that
thing
teacher
that,
has seen better days.
She did teach them one thing, Garrett, and that is how to not bob and weave. So the kids can take that lesson away from this. She did not do any bobbing or weaving.
She learned a little something, too.
And she learned. So everyone wins on this play.
Everybody wins. Everybody got what they wanted.
Now, let's give an award that we haven't presented in months. The Didn't Do Nothing Award.
Didn't Do Nothing Award.
Didn't Do Nothing Award. We had to dust it off after a Chicago Savage couldn't understand why the refs were investigating him for mail fraud. So let's check it out and see why he earned this prestigious award.
Oh boy, she looks flying green.
Green all of a sudden.
Look at that. She,
the UPS worldwide headquarters,
how come she
near
don't
Atlanta
blend in with
to
her
his garden apartment in Rogers Park? Larry Ellen caught up with him today.
I like that girl.
Did
she
you
got
have
some
all
fat
the
arms.
UPS mail coming to this apartment?
I don't answer that.
Deshaun Spruce dodging questions this afternoon about whether he tried to pull off a very unusual scam. Spruce faces no charges, but a U.S. postal inspector alleges that someone filed a change of address form last October so that mail sent to the UPS corporate headquarters near Atlanta would go to Spruce's apartment on North Ashland.
Did you file a change of address form like that?
I don't want to answer that.
Spruce's postman told
good
investigators
answer
that well, there's been so much mail that he had to
very
put
well
it in
spoken
a tub outside Spruce's door.
I've been having problems with my mail being delivered for months, and I actually spoke with the mail person, and he always acted. He doesn't know what's going on.
According to an affidavit from the Postal Service, the mail which arrived here included letters to the CEO of UPS and also thousands of dollars in business checks.
I love it when there's a lot
postal
of letters.
Inspector
the
says
CEO of UPS.
Spruce depositing $58,000 into his own bank account.
Damn,
did you
rich
make those deposits? Or?
I don't want to speak on it.
UPS told investigators that five corporate credit cards were also sent to Spruce's
address. I'm under oath here. You
Spruce
could just say no.
He's a life insurance salesman. He was arrested 2 years ago on charges of forgery and
you
deceptive
say
practices, but failed to appear in court.
Oh,
he
he's
says
a grifter.
When investigators
smoke
showed
fire
up at his apartment recently, he let them in, but doesn't know why they
well
were there.
There's smoke. There's sometimes some weed. That guy right there got, so he grew his hair out, and he's like, now nobody know who I am.
I believe him.
I work for UPS.
I believe the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then.
The answers were succinct.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah.
I got a friend just like that, Darnell. He's the same way. He won't answer
me. Times, did you ever have $58,000 deposited into your account or whatever it was?
Sure.
A mistake?
Oh, dream on. No. Never happened.
Well,
right. The things like that, you're right. That doesn't happen. Well, how did you get $58,000?
I don't know. 58. It could have been 60. I don't know what the number.
I mean,
the
best I did is I got.
It happens, man.
I got 12 records for a penny. And I paid for every one of those sons of bitches.
Well,
I did. I paid $18.99 for Eagles Greatest Hits Volume 2. So tell me anybody else who'd ever did that. Nobody else came through on that shit. So that's, you know, I got no respect for mail fraudsters.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. When people think of the Chicago Savages, they only think of the players on the field. They never think of the front office guys where personnel work, you know, like this guy.
It's a victimless crime. A victimless crime, right?
Now, here's the final installment of All Madden or Nah.
Oh.
One issue with, hold on.
I have just All Mad. Somebody's All Mad.
No, you got All Madden.
Yeah, but y'all have All Mad.
Yeah.
So, is he All Mad? Yeah. I don't know.
You want me to do the show?
You're the man. Sorry, Tali. Hell.
So anyway, the final installment of All Mad and Nah.
Try to have an idea around here.
One issue with ordering fast food from a place like McDonald's is that they may mess up your order. The price, but they may mess up your order, right?
Yeah.
But in this case, they didn't really mess up this cheerleader's order. They just forgot to add ketchup.
Add it
and
like that. Okay.
She wanted her ketchup.
That's okay.
She really wanted her ketchup.
I see. Oh. Okay.
Give her ketchup or give her blood.
Things get kind
of. Sort of like Patrick. Sort of like Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death.
All right. That's a fucking great album, man.
Yeah. You like that album?
Yes.
Jay, play the video.
Cool. We're looking for it. I think we got it now.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't in the deck, but we're just looking real quick based on the description you just said.
He wasn't paying attention until you said his name, I'm pretty sure.
Here we go. I was paying mad.
Oh, you heard Mike say? Mike tried to whisper that.
It's all mad. She gets all mad. She's going to win the All Mad Award. You ever eat a crystal? Fucking love crystals.
There we go.
Little hamburgers.
There she
goes. Oh my God.
He comes in the building.
Whoa. She is in the wrong place. That's not a good idea. There's a lot of equipment. I work in a kitchen just like that.
Was it that accessible to customers?
Well, it ain't supposed to be. And now this is an area that's definitely prohibited.
Did she make a delivery during the fight? During the fight, the manager gave a soda out the window.
Oh, yeah, she did. That is true.
Oh, man.
The employee kept working while that scuffle took place.
It's a McDonald's, motherfucker. It's just
that's employee of the month, that person.
Hell, I mean.
Yeah, that's true, Garrett.
You don't give them a drink, they might come in and shoot you. Continue.
Yeah.
Damn. They got some tough customers.
They came in and she handled the biz. You know what? I really feel for her baby daddy. Daddies. With the Ness. Because if she acts like that over ketchup, imagine how she act over Similac.
Shit, you think she's got two dads?
Only time I act like that over
Paul
ketchup.
Reiser.
Only time I behave like that over ketchup is when I got catsup instead. You ever get catsup?
I'm not interested in no catsup.
Ketchup.
I thought
the cheap, generic.
Kind of watery.
Yeah.
He's right.
That's
the hell is it? Is that ketchup bad? Oh, no, it's catsup.
And you know, speaking to her, though.
What's up, catsup?
I want to say, guys, this week's draft class is probably filled with that type of cheerleader. And
the footballs just keep coming right at you, don't they?
Probably won't make a difference.
What did these women do?
Whatever these women did.
Ooh, bad week.
What's the matter?
Beer goggles week, fellas. Join your beer goggles, Mike.
Oh, I got them on here.
Come on, Mike. Pick three. Top three. Pick wife, mistress, home.
Oh, we're going wife, mistress, home. Okay.
Top three, Mike.
Let me see. Let me say something. When I see blonde hair, I just say yes. The answer's yes. But they got a couple of them there. I like that one at the top right because she doesn't look quite as snooty. She's got a little bit of middle cleavage going on. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I like that bottom left and bottom right because neither one of them speaks English. And that could be a good thing in a mistress, if you know what I mean. And hey, that one there had a bad hair day, so I'm going to take
which
that.
Which one there?
Well, I mean, come on. You know which one. The top right. The one that's
top right or top left?
Top left, excuse me. The one that's laying down on a damn animal of some sort. She looks like her head's been eaten by a beaver. I guess it's a toss-up between those middle ones, but I'll take that for my hoe. I'm going to take that bottom left. I'm going to teach her a few things about being a real human being.
Okay, so
it looks like she needs to be brought to life through some sort of scientific process.
Okay.
You ever see a movie where they do that?
No, I have not.
They make a robot woman and then they
fuck her. Oh, yeah.
And they keep trying to fuck her and then they fall in love with her and stuff.
That's her?
Hotbot is one that I saw that's like that.
Well, let's see what the booth says. Jay?
All right.
Beer goggles, my friend.
Going top middle for the wife. She just seems to be the hottest
to me. I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, see her around every day, probably raise the kids good, you know.
Take care of her.
Decent lips, decent
just
eyes.
Nice eyes.
Yeah, nice eyes. Top right for the hoe. I'm digging that titty cleave.
Yeah.
Her face is goofy, but that's okay, because it's a hoe.
She a hoe.
And mistress? Damn, that's tough. I'll just go with bottom left, because she's like not as bad as the others.
Wow.
That's a tough one. I mean, bottom right,
you're a sweet talker.
Bottom middle's horrible. Top left's the worst. I don't know. It's a tough one. What do you think, Garrett?
Top
left. I didn't give a shit about my mistress.
All right, this is obvious. It's the Trinity of Light. Bottom left, top middle, bottom right.
Wow, that was fast.
In that order. Marry the sweetie, the mistress, top middle. She doesn't deserve my full love. And Snuffleupagus on the bottom right with those long eyelashes, she's going to get the brunt of my cock.
Oh. All right, yeah, Bear's got it. That's perfect.
Well,
that middle one's got a dark secret.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's get one more voice. What do you think, dude?
What do you think, Renee?
I actually completely agree with Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's in that order. Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly
what
I said,
Garrett,
too.
It looks like Garrett is the winner this week.
Oh.
He is co-signed with
whoever Renee agrees with is the winner?
Yeah, well, yeah, she's on the other side of the fence. So, for her to agree with Garrett, I'm going to go with her.
They would do completely different things with these women. You got to understand. She'd be doing some kind of like scissoring thing, you know. He'd probably use his dick.
No, we're doing it together.
Oh, well, yeah. Then, hey, carry on. Then you are the winner. Silly me.
Well, gang, you see their penalties there, right? Now let's get to, like, anyone really cares about the penalties.
Yeah.
Let's get to the most coveted award of the week, the Clutch Performer of the Week award.
Clutch.
And it goes to a player from the
Persky
land down under.
Oh.
In Melbourne, Australia. You mentioned earlier, Australia.
Man down under.
Clutch goes the other way. Now, he went on
women
a slow play.
Under.
Racked up three random stabbings with one going all the way.
Traveling in a fried out combi.
Car was set ablaze. He played a game of tag with the refs. You know, this guy is something else. Now, there are two recipients of the knife.
Recipients of the knife. I like that album, too. That's a fucking rock album.
It's actually a double CD.
Yeah.
Now, look, he's going back and forth. And I don't know how the refs work. Do they have batons? Do they have guns? How do they... I don't know the laws in Australia.
You got bullets that shoot guns in Australia. Everything's backwards.
Really?
They have cuff hands. The badges wear people.
Here we go. And this is where the play comes to an end.
Oh.
This is when I learned, they do have those things.
Man, one shot.
It took so long to bring it out.
Whoa, there's an explosion.
Wow,
damn.
Awesome,
this one guy did all this?
Yeah.
That's a
solo play.
Some kind of terrorist or something.
No, he's a clutch player of the week. That's what
Sleeper
he is.
Sleeper sale. He's got friends somewhere.
Hey, Jay, one more time, please. I just want to, take her on the top. Because, this looks like a good place to visit, clean. It looks like your average downtown in a major city.
Thank
you. See two people laying stabbed.
Is that what that looks like to you?
This looks like a good area.
Looks like Somalia to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the, what gave it away? The burning vehicle?
Oh, just a mess. Just some general
there
confusion and... It has that shithole feel to it.
What's the shopping cart at the man? This is what I'm saying. I assume these were like Keystone Capers with just nightsticks and finger wagging. he stumbles across the street.
It's a Keystone crook.
He's still pushing the shopping cart at the guy.
God damn.
So he must have disarmed the citizenry.
Truck's on fire.
And then finally...
I've had enough of y'all. Okay. I guess I'll go. When you get arrested.
He has a chair. Look at this gentleman. We're holding a chair just in case.
He's like, huh?
Damn lion tamer.
It's a goddamn bar fight. Yeah. It's like, he's laying down. You want to sit down instead? You get your shirt dirty. They're very polite. I was like, hey, mate. Stuff like that. I guess they're putting another shrimp on the Barbie on that truck, though. Goddamn, that thing's going to be undrivable.
That was the damnedest thing.
They put the jail in you when you get arrested. Everything's backwards in Australia.
Okay.
I never get tired of that joke.
Well, you know, Mike, they call shrimp prawns in Australia, so they would never say shrimp on the Barbie.
They call them Ron?
Prawns.
Prawns. All right. Okay.
So why don't you update
your
sayings, Mike?
Thank you for that tour through the Outback menu.
That's why he's here. He's earned his keep.
And the Bloomin' Onion is called something else, too.
Well, this concludes the NFL Network in conjunction with ESPNN's review of Week 47. Thanks to all the field correspondents and the Clinton Foundation and the Democrats, specifically for their continued effort to globalize the NFL.
Clinton.
My man Kyle Style came through at the end with that Australian clutch performer of the week.
Kyle Style.
Now, Mike, this is the part of the show where we have to hit the old dusty trail, which means we got to go home.
Get me the heave-ho.
We got to get out of here, but we don't have to go home.
Oh, okay.
You follow that?
Where are we going? I mean, is that a pass? Did you make a pass at me just
now? No, but I do need you to help me throw away this week's garbage.
All right. I'll take it out, will you?
I'm sure you're familiar with this guy.
Yeah. Look at that. Wow, boy, look at that.
You know that guy?
Yeah. Man, it's like old... Old fetus face, isn't it? He don't look too good. Yeah, that's Robert De Niro. What about him? Why are we throwing him away?
Oh, he has this infatuation. He has a disease called Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh yes, he does. That's true.
Perhaps we can help him.
Fuck Trump. I don't
perhaps
like
we can help him in some sort of way.
He likes that black pussy, though.
As do I.
As do you.
And this is the...
Speaking of black pussy.
Yeah, right. She likes it, too.
It's his girlfriend.
I don't know her sexual orientation. This is Stacey Abrams.
Ooh.
And Stacey Abrams will not put on her Stacey Adams to concede in the race for governor in Georgia.
Oh, boy.
That's how I can help her out.
Well, they had everybody down there, Obama and everybody trying to help her. But there's a lot of white people in Georgia, and I've been watching that race, and believe me, I voted.
Man, that state may turn blue in a few.
If that state turns blue, I'm moving to Mississippi. And I mean that.
Thanks for hanging out, Mike.
Mike Cousins guarantee.
My Cousins. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Wait, before Trump comes on, right?
Yeah, he comes
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm just going to hang out.
All right.
8 o'clock.
Jizzy J, do your thing.
Space was recorded to a hard drive in front of a live audience.